Mirror Lake is one of the loveliest places on campus. Can you describe briefly what, for listeners, what you see at the moment?
It's a very bucolic landscape, you know, set into a small hollow that the landscape really is a remnant of the original Neal Farm, where, you know, Ohio State was established in 1870.
Well, how will the view change when the renovation or restoration is complete?
Well, I think that the lake will be even more beautiful. It will be, the lake has changed a number of times. There's been four major renovations, and each time the lake shape has changed fairly significantly. And I think where we're going to end up is in a configuration that is much closer to some of the original configurations of Mirror Lake. Mirror Lake originally did not have a hard bottom or hard edges. It was a natural pond or lake set into the hollow. And in the renovation of the lake in 1926, and later in 1935, brick was added to the bottom of it, and the hard edges were installed in some of the walls and things. So for much of its early life, it was a very natural-looking pond or lake, and that's what we're looking to restore for a number of reasons, sustainability being a key one.
And sustainability, I mean, I know the lake has had issues over the years with a tremendous water bill and water from the city draining away. That is part of the sustainability issue?
Part of that, yes. We addressed some of that a couple of years ago when we installed a well to provide makeup water to the lake. That's one step in its evolution into a more sustainable plan. But equally as important, when the lake is reconfigured and restored, there'll be a natural wetland edge around the edge of the lake that will help treat stormwater prior to its release back into the river.
Now, planning for the Mirror Lake Historic District has been in the works for quite a while, hasn't it?
That's correct. Over 2 years ago, we held a well-attended charrette, about 200 people, to begin to discuss ways to modify the lake. We knew that other building projects were going to be going on in the area, most notably Palmerine, the renovation of Palmerine Hall, that was going to significantly impact the site area around the edges of Mirror Lake, and we felt like it was a good time to try and re-envision the lake's future.
Now, the renovation, restoration, as you indicate, is not only the lake and the surrounding area, but buildings in that area. Is that correct?
That's correct. Palmerine Hall is to be renovated. Oxley Hall is being renovated, as well as the Browning Amphitheater will undergo some renovations. So there's a series of projects all happening in this area, which make this an opportune time to re-envision the lake.
And has a price tag been put on the restoration renovation project?
It has not. We have a lot of work to do to get into the design. We have to, there's a lot of investigation into soils. We'd like to salvage much of the material for reuse. There's a lot of initial work to be done prior to getting to a design that we can begin to put cost to.
Mr. Myers, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.